You know, who am I talking about? Well, Richard Dawkins.
Come on, Richard.
This promoter of pedophilia.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, mild pedophilia. Where he says, oh, you know, mild pedophilia. No, no pedophilia is right.
Amen.
It's all wicked and reprobate.
Amen.
Okay. Richard Dawkins, who said the God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. And I find it interesting that all these atheists and agnostics, they want to spend their entire life fighting against God, whom they don't believe in. It's like, what are you doing fighting against someone who you don't think even exists?
Right.
Sounds to me like you do believe he exists.
Right.
Sounds to me like you just hate God is what it is.
Right.
You got Richard Dawkins, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, yeah. Who remembers that? Anybody watch Bill Nye? I watched him. Christopher Hitchens, who's burning in hell today.
Yeah.
Lawrence Cross, who literally said, who wrote a book called A Universe from Nothing. He says nothing came from nothing. Everything came from nothing. We're nothing. What in the world? Talk about vain imaginations. Michio Kaku. This 11-dimensional universe believer who literally believes in three stages of aliens. Yeah, you got stage one who can manipulate stars and hurricanes, or excuse me, they can manipulate hurricanes and weather and planets. You have stage two. This is like Star Trek, he says. You know, these are the guys who can manipulate solar systems and stars. But then you have level three. This is like Star Wars. I'm not saying this. This is what he said. He said, this is like Star Wars. These are like the galactic, this is like the galactic empire of Star Wars. You know, like Darth Vader. He said, we need to work on getting to stage one. No, you need to work on getting to reality. This is reality here. You know, they base their scientific studies off of George Lucas. Ask George Lucas if these things are real. He'll even tell you they're not.
Amen.
It's science fiction.
Right. Yep.
But they promote it as science fact. And this is his entire ministry. I mean, literally, he goes around the world giving these dissertations about Star Wars. Lightsabers and the Galactic Republic and, you know, the Rebellion and Chewbacca and all the like. It's foolishness. That's why the Bible says professing themselves to be wise, because they're so wise, they think they know everything. They became fools.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Amen.
You know why? How do they become fools? Because we listen to the foolish things that are coming out of the mouths and say, you're an idiot. That sounds retarded.
Right.
Stephen Hawking, who talked about spontaneous creation, who's also burning in hell today.
Amen.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. All these are the prophets, the false prophets and false teachers of science, falsely so-called.
Amen.
And people want to lift these people up as though they're like these intelligent men who know all kinds of things. Well, what about you? You don't have a degree. You know what? I don't need a degree to know what they know. I just need to watch Star Wars, the entire trilogy. I just need to watch a couple seasons of Star Trek and I can basically say the exact same thing that he's saying.
Right.
I don't need to go through 10 years of university to learn that. I just get it on YouTube. Because that's exactly what they're doing.